Blog Talk Radio.
Let's open up with a prayer.
Lord God, we thank you for giving us Jesus Christ, whose words remain living to this very day. You will make his word continue alive so that in the name of Jesus Christ, joyful praises are sung to you. Almighty God and Father in heaven, remember us all. Remember the needs of each one of us. Come to the world through the words of Jesus Christ. May his words come as your strong angels to the hearts of many to comfort and restore, to help and to do miracles for those in need. May your name be praised through the great and mighty word, Jesus Christ. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, we got a caller here, a 111. Let's take it and see what you have to say. You're on there.
Yeah, who is the new host?
There's no new host. It's still me.
Who's me?
Pastor Ken Fishman.
Well, you don't sound like Ken Fishman.
I am.
What happened to you? I thought you died or something.
Nope, didn't die. No, Block Talk wasn't working for a couple of weeks. They were having problems with their service.
Well, didn't you put some kind of curse on that Father's House show?
No, I didn't put any curse, no.
Well, you got rid of it, didn't you?
No.
You didn't put a curse on that guy, Dr. N or something, and he's the other co-host?
No, I didn't. No. Nope, Dr. Pastor Ken Hopper did not do anything to him.
I heard you did. You just wanted your show to be the top one on Blog Talk Radio.
No, I don't care if my show is the top one on Blog Talk Radio. Don't care.
All right, I'll listen to it and call you back then if I have anything to say.
Okay, sounds great. All right. 111. Okay. Well, let's play some great music here. All righty. Let's play some songs, some gospel music. Here we go.
Y'all got it. Let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin. Let's do this.
Thank you. can tell you about change.
Oh,
Jesus answered, it is written, you shall not worship the Lord. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And temptation number three, in Luke chapter 4, verses 9 to 13. And he led him to Jerusalem, and he had him stand in the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. On the other hand, they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is said, you should not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. The three things Jesus did when he was tempted by Satan. Jesus had a common response to all three temptations. In each situation, Jesus applied scripture, allowed the Holy Spirit to work in him, and resisted the devil, and the devil fled from him. These are the same techniques that we need to follow in our own lives when we are tempted to do something we know is wrong. We will look at these techniques one at a time, and the lesson will be yours. Applying the correct scripture to the situation. The temptations of Jesus were all different. One involved food when he was starving. Another involved power, and a third had to do with glory. In each of these situations, Jesus applied the correct scripture to the situation and let the Word of God shape what he did next. Of course, in order to do this, he had to have a thorough understanding of what the scripture says. This is why studying the Bible is so important to our salvation. After all, how can we apply the correct scripture to a situation if we do not know what the scripture says? In the second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. So being a Christian requires effort. If we are serious about glorifying God, we need to put out time in to understand what his inspired word says, allowing the Spirit to work in our lives. See, Luke's gospel tells us that Jesus was being tempted by the devil, and Jesus was full of Spirit and led around by the Spirit. So while on earth in the form of a man, Jesus understood the power of allowing the Spirit to lead him. And so should we. The Holy Spirit is available to us through baptism, and is here to help us. Sometimes our pride gets in the way and tricks us into thinking that we can get through life struggles on our own. This is a recipe for disaster. We will be wise to humble ourselves before God, admit that we need his help, and allow the Spirit to work in our lives according with God's will. So we need to resist the devil so he will flee from us. We should never underestimate Satan. Satan is smart, deceptive, evil, relentless in his attacks on our souls. This does not mean that we are helpless against his attacks. Far from it. There are things we can do to protect ourselves from an unwanted attack. The best way for us to protect ourselves against Satan's advances is to put on the full armor of God, as described by Paul in his letter to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel's peace, in addition to all taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This armor provides us with the protection that we need to thwart off Satan's advances. But we must trust in God and his abilities, not ours. So let us conclude. Satan is a worthy adversary and not to be taken lightly. He tempted Jesus, he tempted the apostles, and he will tempt us. Jesus did three things when he was tempted by Satan. He applied the correct scripture to the situation. He allowed the Holy Spirit to work in his life. And in resisted the devil until it fled from him. These are the same thing, three things that we should do when Satan tries to tempt us. We are now alone in our battle against Satan and the evil of this world. We can protect ourselves by putting on the full armor of God, as described in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 to 17. We will end today's lesson with a following scripture taken from Paul's first letter to Corinthians. It reminds us that although Satan is powerful, he is no match for the Almighty God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man, and God is faithful. Who will now allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able? But with this temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Amen. And I hope you take away something from this Bible lesson about temptation in Luke chapter 4. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner and that I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. And I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross at Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to his word right now, I am saved. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not upon myself. So thank you again, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press that one key, and we will bring you on right now, just like this person is called in right now. 111, you are on air.
Hey, Pastor King, how you doing, man?
All right, my brother, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. Hey, man, I'm a drug addict, man, and I have trouble, you know, I smoke weed a lot, and I think this thing that I smoked was laced, man. Because I start seeing hallucinations, man. I start seeing beautiful girls. I mean, beautiful girls naked, but they had big old wieners, man. And that's all I see now, man, is all these. What is that, man? Is that true that when you do drugs, you open up portals?
Well, yeah, you open up something.
Man, because these girls, man, they look hot, man. But, man, they got big old sausages, man. I don't know, man. And everywhere I see, that's what I see, man. So is it like demons trying to attack me or something or what?
It could be. It could be. Okay?
Can you pray for me, man?
Or it could be you have a desire to be with a transgender woman.
Nah, man. I don't like wieners, man. I like pussy, man. But I don't like wieners. You know what I'm saying? But can you pray for me, man?
Yeah, I'll pray for you. I definitely pray for you.
Yeah, because, I don't like saying that, man. And no, I don't like that stuff, man.
Okay. Well, I'll pray for you that you no longer see those things.
To see what?
Beautiful chicks with wieners.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. You could kindly put me back on mute.
Okay, we'll do.
I want to hear the rest of the show.
Happy New Year. All right. Well, that's a troublesome, that you see, okay? May it be prayed away. Amen. All right. Anybody else out there have any requests for prayer, okay, that you need to call in for? Okay, maybe you're seeing chicks with sausages, too. Amen. One.
Okay.
111. You're on air.
Hello.
Hello.
This Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
That's Grover Washington.
Yeah. How you doing, Grover? Happy New Year.
I'm doing all right. I don't know why you've been gone for a month. Where you been?
Nowhere. Blog Talk wasn't working right. Okay, they were having problems with their ability to air shows.
Why didn't you pay the bill?
I did pay the bill. Okay, I left them an email saying that they need to give me a month's free service. Okay, for not being able to do shows.
What I heard was you were just too lazy to do a show.
No, that's not true.
How come that drug addict called in and you kind of blew him off? You didn't really take him seriously.
Oh, I took him serious.
Don't you help the recovering alcoholics and the drug abusers?
Oh, yeah. I help everybody. I can.
Best I could tell, you just gave him the blow off.
No, I didn't blow him off. Nope, I said I would pray for him, and I shall pray for him.
Speaking of blow off, how come you didn't have me over for the New Year?
I didn't have anybody over for New Year, just Tony and Victor.
Who else?
No one.
They didn't have any of their gay friends over?
Nope, nobody came over.
Don't you have like a annual cookie bake and ass fuck?
No, don't do that.
Don't you have people come over and tamales and make fudge and then pound fudge?
No, we make tamales on Christmas Eve.
Is that biblical?
No, it's just something that the Mexicans do for tradition. Okay, they either make them or they buy them pre-made.
Oh, like in the microwave. You put them in the freezer and you microwave them.
No, we don't put them in the freezer and microwave them. we put them in the freezer and then we steam them to get had to eat them.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Have you got any other calls?
Yeah, we got some more calls here. 111, you're on the air.
Why do Mexicans make tamales for Christmas?
I don't know. It's a tradition.
So they could have something to unwrap. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
I didn't get that joke. All
okay.
Right, let's go to the next.
One,
let's take the next call.
Uh-huh. 111, you're on.
Hello.
What the fuck?
It is Dr. Rabbi Deacon Hester, Catholic priest, astronomer, linguistic, ninja turtle, philosopher, playwright, cement mason, closet maker, dollar, plumber, without the butt crack, shelf maker, dry cleaner, goldsmith, blacksmith, mechanic, pool cleaner, dog walker, cat sitter, and jet ski repairman, Kent Douglas Hopper, PhD, MD, DDS, and huge penis. How are you, my sons?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good New Year?
Not only did I have a good New Year, but it was a good New Year. How are you, Kenny?
I'm doing great. I had a great New Year. We had just me, Tony, and Victor celebrating New Year's, okay, watching the ball drop, okay, having a couple glasses of champagne. It was a great New Year.
I thought that would have happened a couple years ago. Did you say you watched young Victor's balls drop?
No.
Is he of age where his balls dropped a couple years ago, eh? You know, for a teenager?
He's not a teenager. Victor is 64. But actually 65 now.
6 + 5 = 11. That's not even a teenager, Kenny.
No, he's 65 years old.
16? Years old?
No. 65.
I get it. Because he was 15 last year, so he's 16 now. 6'5", 5'6". Okay. It all makes sense, Kenny. Victor is young, and his balls dropped on New Year's. Very well, then.
Amen. Amen.
Kenny, were you there watching Victor's balls drop?
No.
Did he have shorts or boxers, or was he nude?
No.
No shorts, eh? Okay.
No. Balls dropping, period.
He probably had tidy whities on. The old style tight white pants, underwears. With a shit stain. Up the back.
Free balling.
Goodbye, man. Okay,
hello.
Goodbye.
I'd hang up.
And goodbye.
I'd hang up.
111. You're on the air.
How are you doing there, Pastor?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
When you're making love to Tony, do you get fudge on your pecker?
Do I get what?
When you're making love to Tony, do you get fudge on your pecker?
No.
Oh, so he's clean. he takes an Emina?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does. So, you get the sides.
Yeah, he pulls out tamale residue.
Oh, gosh. How is that, Ken, that pastor, and you do that?
Just because I can. All right. God bless you. Goodbye. All righty.
I think that's against the law.
No, it's not against the law. I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Want to say God bless them. Okay, I know they're listening. Happy New Year to you. Okay? God bless. All righty.
Are you running away?
One, you're on there.
We're leaving.
Do you ever give that or take ATM?
Say what?
Do you ever give or take ATM?
No.
You are not into ask your mouth?
No.
You have never tried it?
No.
Do you want to?
No. No.
You have offered to fuck many people up the ass. You would not stick it in their mouth like you promised?
Nope, I never promised anything like that. Goodbye.
Ken.
All right.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
Well, you've been off for 3 or 4 weeks. I wanted to tell you that I made some positive changes in my life.
Oh yeah.
I've been trying to do a little, trying to be a little more self-sufficient. I'm a bit what you might call an entrepreneur. I've been going door to door. I've been selling knives. You know, like you cut up food, you cut up tamales, you cut up cheese, you cut the cheese, you know, the knives, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, they're nice sets of knives, Ken. You guys have any need for some nice sharp knives?
No. No, we already have some.
I know. Well, I mean, they're sealed in a package. You don't worry about colored hands touching them.
No, that's okay. I don't need any more knives.
Well, wait a minute. You're missing the most important part. They're very special knives. They're nice. They have nice wood handles, and the wood is special wood. It's wood that might have been taken from the cross of Jesus at Calvary. The wood that carried Jesus might be on these knives, Ken. Is that getting particularly fancy? It's the wood of Jesus. Okay, well.
Still don't need it.
Let's see. All right, well, hold on. You made me cut all the way to the end. I got to tell you the best part. The best part is these knives do not cost any money. You do not have to give me money to get these knives.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
what I do is I accept pills. So if you've got any methadone, if you got any OxyContin, Percocet, Vicodin, Lortab, Lorset, Dilaudid, Demerol, Darvocet, if you got any Ativan, Halcyon, Librium, Valium, Xanax, Klonopin, amyl nitrate, Nembutal, Secanol, Phenobarbital, Ambien, Lunesta. I can't think of any other drugs, but I will accept drugs in exchange for these knives of Jesus.
No, that's okay. I don't have those type of drugs anyway. Goodbye. All righty. Well, I'm going to say Happy New Year to everybody. God bless you. Okay, I hope you all having a good New Year so far. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow night with another good episode of God's Rainbow Ministries. Until then, have a good night. Bye-bye.